to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. The other day I got a weird question. Why don't I have more horses? So I kind of wanted to dig into that today because, yeah, I thought it was kind of odd, but at the same time it makes sense. So the reason it makes sense is because I feel like when it comes to horses and maybe just hobby farm animals in general, once a person starts, they kind of tend to accumulate. And given that I have had horses in my life for 22 years at this point, you would think I would have more than two horses, but there are reasons that I do not have more horses. When I was growing up, I think our peak number of horses might have been six. Timelines are a little fuzzy as to like when we owned who when, but I'm pretty sure we peaked at six, which was more than we needed during those years for sure. I was only riding one horse, did not need more than that, but we did. So as I'm recording this, it is tax season and I work 70 plus hours a week during tax season, which does not leave a whole lot of time for my horses, because outside of that 70 plus hours, I'm also commuting to and from the office. I'm needing to like do things like sleep and eat and whatever else, grocery shop, normal things. It does not leave a lot of time for my horses. I do manage to fit it in, but it's briefer than I would like and certainly not optimal. But outside of tax season, I work 40 hours a week, more or less, and I don't have any kids, so I do have a lot more time to devote to horses. And on top of that, I do have a very good job that pays well. I'm a chartered accountant, and it affords me the ability, if I wanted to, I could buy, this isn't to brag or anything, but I do have the resources available where I could buy and pay for additional horses, but I choose not to. And I think part of that stems from the fact, I know I've mentioned a few times, that my word of the year this year is better. I want to be better in one specific area, is just with better with my horses, better for my horses. I want to, not that there's anything wrong with how I'm caring for and treating them now, but I just want to like step it up to that next level. And that requires resources, it requires time, it requires money. And I really feel like if I had even one or two more horses, I would not be able to maintain the high level of care that I want for my horses. I know what I can physically, mentally handle, and I don't think I would enjoy taking care of my horses as much if it was feeling overwhelming that I have so much to do when it comes to their care and their training, their riding, all the things. I think that would probably stress me out, which obviously is not great because horses are supposed to be my fun. I think a lot of people don't recognize how much is required if you're wanting to provide your horse with a decent level of care, provide them a decent life. You have, just grooming them, you have their farrier, vet, as annual stuff, but then like as needed if they get hurt. You have their training, which can take up a lot of time, and just their regular exercise. You have to think about getting them fed, finding that feed, getting the feed, feeding them on a recurring basis, making sure you have enough pasture for them during the warmer months, which, do you need to buy a larger place if you're getting more horses? Like, that's a legitimate question. And the more horses you add to the mix, the more and more that can kind of snowball into like, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work to maintain horses. And I think a lot of people do not fully appreciate that when they get into it. Growing up, I would say that our horses were not kept to the same level as my horses are now. And like, I feel like that sounds really elitist. But I do. I take very, very good care of my horses now. And we certainly did not do that back then when I was growing up. We didn't neglect our horses or anything back then. I mean, they were taken care of. But again, it's to what degree, right? And I would say my horses now are much better taken care of. One, just because that's what I'm focusing on, but also I just have more knowledge about horse care as well, that I know more about what it takes to keep them at a high level. And so yeah, as an overall, they're better taken care of. And I think to a certain degree, it's personal preference. Like, yes, our horses back then were taken care of, and they're fine. Like, there was nothing wrong, no reason to call animal welfare or anything like that. I think it's just a matter of your standards. And I personally have very high standards in terms of like how I take care of my horses, how like our yard and our house looks and how it's all kept, how I perform at my job. Like, I do, as a whole on my life, have very high standards, much higher than I think even the average person does. And so I think, you know, if I didn't have such high standards, maybe I would be okay having additional horses because I wouldn't be so concerned that they're not achieving the highest level of care and performance that I'm wanting out of my horses. But like I said, I have very high standards, and so I want my horses well-groomed, I want them well taken care of, I want them in good physical shape, I want them very well trained, very well behaved, like all the very, very, varies, right? Like, I want them at a higher level than I would say, like, if I look just around the county, I would say most people do not take care of their horses the way I do. And I think I've mentioned it before, I think it's a little bit of a pride thing. I take a lot of pride in knowing that the things that I own, the things that I take care of, look good, perform well, operate well, like someone would come here and be like, wow, your horse is really shiny, or wow, your horse is so well behaved. Like, I take pride in that because I know I've taken the time, I've put in the money to make them get to that point. I take pride in that. And again, I don't know if I can guarantee that continued level if I had more horses. And it's not to say that I do not want more horses. Like, I definitely every now and then am scanning social media and, you know, I'll look at horses for sale, but I'm not contacting anyone. I'm not a tire kicker. I'm not, you know, going to try out any horses. I have no intent of buying any horses anytime soon. I think the soonest I would buy a horse is after Junior dies. Horses are very social animals, and I would not want Diesel to be alone. So once that happens, which hopefully won't be for a very long time yet, then I would buy something else. When we initially moved to the ranch before I had Diesel, I did have a pony that I purchased specifically as just a mate to hang out with for Junior. He passed away. He unfortunately had Cushing's disease, and I had to put him down, which is terrible. And I didn't have a second animal or pony companion for Junior for 2 years, actually, until Diesel came here, which I felt really bad for Junior. I would probably have rectified that situation sooner if it happened again, because I don't think it's fair for him to be on his own. So yeah, the day that Junior passes is the day I would start horse shopping seriously again. But until then, we're sticking with two, and they're gonna be loved on. And I don't want to say spoiled. I do not spoil my horses. Like, I give them a cookie once in a while. But to me, a spoiled horse is something that, like, gets in your space and isn't as well behaved as you would like and all that, that's like, my horses are just well taken care of. They're not spoiled. You know, they stand out in the cold without blankets, you know, assuming it's not minus 50, like they're not spoiled. So yeah, I will continue to just, you know, gaze at the pretty horses for sale on the internet, but I will not be pushing that button for, like I said, hopefully a long time from now when Junior inevitably passes. I'm very happy with the two sorrel geldings that I have in my pasture right now. I could not ask for better horses. They're just, I love them so much. But we will be sticking with them for now. So be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.